The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. Amen.
Isaac,
the God of Jacob,
Olorun Jacobu,
the Holy One of Israel,
Enemimo Israeli,
the Rock of Ages,
Apata Aye Raye,
the Lion of the Tribe of Judah,
Inewon Eya Judah.
We worship you.
Ajosin fun o.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name.
Egba Ajosin wa ni oruko Jesu.
The Alpha and the Omega,
Alifa ti Omega,
the unchangeable changer,
eni ti ki yipada ti yo gbogbo pada,
the one who can deliver,
eni na to le gba ni,
the one who can heal,
eni na to le wosan,
the one who can save,
eni na to le gbala.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name.
Egba Ajosin wa ni oruko Jesu.
Thank you for what you did on Monday. Thank you for what you did on Tuesday. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you've done since this morning. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, like never before, help us in Jesus' name. In all areas of our lives, show yourself mighty. Solve all our problems and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31.
Where is Isaiah? Ori ogoji ese kokanlelogbon.
Isaiah 40 verse 31.
Where will Isaiah? Ori ogoji ese kokanlelogbon.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn tí ó bá dúró de Olúwa yóò tún agbára wọn ṣe.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Wọ́n fi ìyẹ́ gun òkè bí idì.
They shall run and not be weary.
Wọ́n sáré kì yóò sì rẹ̀ wọ́n.
And they shall walk and not faint.
Wọ́n rìn àárẹ̀ kì yóò sì mú wọn.
Tonight we want to talk about overcoming mountains.
Loni lale ya fe so nipa bibori awon oke.
What is a mountain?
Kini oke?
A mountain is usually regarded as the hindrance to your progress.
A mountain ba gbogbo wo oke gege bi owo enti wo si itesiwaju re.
An obstacle that is preventing you from reaching your goal.
Owo enti golukan e to ndi olowo ti o je debi le pare.
An obstruction that is preventing you from possessing your possession.
Owo edubu e to ndi olowo ti o je ko gbo ti sohun ti sogun ni re.
Anything that is standing between you and actualizing your destiny.
Owo ko wo to dubu to duro laarin re ati ti mo ayan mo re wa si se.
When we talk about mountain, the first thing we think about is a big problem.
Igbata ba so ni ti oke ohun akoko to ko wa ma so lo si di re ni isoro tabi wahala nla kan.
The mountains can be useful.
Awon oke le wulo.
Mountain can be God's own way of advertising you.
Oke le je ona Olorun lati pokiki re kede re faye gbo.
Israel didn't know David until Goliath came on the scene.
Israel o mo David titi Goliath fi yoju sibi oro na.
It is the coming of Goliath into the land of Israel that suddenly propelled David to the limelight.
We wa Goliath si le Israel o lo mu ki David lojiji ko deni ti okiki re kan faye gbo.
A mountain, a problem, big problem.
Oke kan isoro tabi isoro la.
Could be God's own way of waking you up.
O le je ona ti Olorun lati ji o giri kuro ninu orun re.
And to ask you to come closer to him.
Ko si yo lere pe o wa sumo mi ni pe ki re ki omo mi.
In Acts chapter 12.
Ninu ise awon apostle ori kejila.
When you read it from verse 1.
O ba ka lati ese kini.
When Herod killed James.
Nigba ti Herod pa Jacob.
The church didn't do anything about it.
Ijo o se nkan kan nipa re.
But when he grabbed Peter.
Nigba to wo re tun te Peteru.
The church suddenly realized.
O kan ijo ku lojiji oyeye won.
If we don't do something.
Ta ba tete gbe ohun kan se bayi.
This man will kill us all.
Gbogbo wa pata ni okunrin yo padan.
The Bible said the church then began to pray.
Ibele so pe ijo nigba na won bere si ni igba adura.
A problem, a big problem, can be something that God is using to say, hey, I am here, come and talk to me.
Isoro isoro la ni o le je o ti Olorun lo lati pe hey omo mi bo wa bi wa ba mi so asoye po wa ba mi soro.
A mountain, a big problem.
Oke kan tabi isoro la.
Could be something God could use to develop your spiritual muscles.
O le je awon ti Olorun yo lo lati fi mu olokun emi.
It was in prison that Joseph became an interpreter of dreams.
O je ninu tubu ni Joseph ti di eni ti ro ala ti tumo re.
He was a mere dreamer before.
Alala kan sha ni ni igba kan na ko to di ko denu tubu.
But when he got to prison,
nigbo denu tubu,
he moved on from a dreamer to an interpreter of dreams.
O tesiwaju lati inu alala kan lo si eni ti ro ala ti tumo re.
A mountain,
okay,
will help you to discover your potential.
O le ro lowo lati ri alumoni ni idiyele pataki ti Olorun pe sinu aye re.
You may never discover what is inside of you until you are faced with a big problem.
O le sese fun o ma se awari owo ni eti olorun ti fi sinu re titi bi goba bi dojuko isoro la kan.
Philip didn't know that he was to be an evangelist.
Philip o mo koya ko un je ajin rere.
He thought he was only good as a deacon.
Oro po ho dara gege bi diacon ni okunrin ni.
But when Paul began to throw every Christian into prison,
Paul,
and he killed his friend, Stephen, he ran. And in running, he got to Samaria. And he brought joy to a whole city. You may never know what is in you until you come face to face with a big problem. Some of you know this testimony. Whenever the convention is near, our churches send in volunteers to clean up the camp. One day, I was going around inspecting the camp from morning to evening. By evening, I was very tired. I just told my family, come, let's pray, I want to sleep. And I prayed a very short prayer because I was tired. And I went to bed. And I fell asleep immediately. As soon my wife came and woke me up.
Like Penny, Baba.
Oh, woman, leave me alone, I'm tired. She said, one of the volunteers is dead. And is the one that came from your village. I woke up in a hurry. Tiredness disappeared. I quickly gathered the prayer warriors. And we went and began to pray. In that kind of situation, you pray all manners of prayers. After about 1 hour, God spoke. I said, son, I thought you said you were tired. I said, that was then.
Not now.
He said, tell the prayer warriors to go. It's you I want to talk to. So I dismissed the prayer warriors. And then I continued with prayer. And while I was praying, the one who was dead became the one who is sleeping. And before you need, she was fully back. You never know what is inside of you until a problem comes. And every treasure that God has hidden in you before the end of this convention, they will begin to manifest. A mountain could be a divine setup for testimonies. God wants to give you a testimony, and it starts with a mountain. When God wants to do the miraculous,
he
starts with an impossibility. When he wants to give you a big testimony, he starts with a big problem. Those of you who are here, you know very well. If we say it is testimony time, and somebody gets up,
I
said, praise the Lord with me. Last week I had malaria fever. And now I'm well. I know what you will say. Oh, sit down. Let's hear him. But if somebody gets up, like the man who testified earlier, and said, my wife has been barren for 20 years. And the first baby is a set of triplets. Ah, then you all get up and you clap. So those of you who are facing big mountains now, in the mighty name of Jesus, before the convention is over, we will hear your big testimony. But then there's something else about a mountain. It is that it gives you an assurance that there is something great on the other side.
Oh, fee, Danny Logico, where would it be? Oh, won't like a bear, then you okay?
A mountain gives you an assurance of a greater tomorrow.
Okay, funny, Danny Logu, or John, Lato Toby Jojo.
That if only I can get to the other side of this mountain, there's something precious waiting
there.
I've told you before, in a house where a man has only one shirt and one trouser and an old bicycle, there's no need for a wall.
Onilo lati mo di yin lu lebeka.
No thief is coming.
Ko si ole to npo wa ko ru eru bayi ko ma ko si mo si.
They don't want to steal an old bicycle.
Wo fe jale eti o tun ko si ba o si aye won to fi jale.
That's why if you go to a certain part of Lagos, you don't see walls surrounding the houses. Ki le ko ba bi
lo si awon igboro kan dugo kan ni ilu Eko. O iro di tan mo yi kan le nbe.
But if you go to another section of Lagos, you see high walls. You see barbed wire on top. Because inside that wall, there are treasures. Behind the mountain you are facing now, there's a glorious tomorrow. I am already rejoicing with you. Because very soon, you will come and testify.
Amen.
But probably the most important thing about mountain is that the size of your mountain is proportional to the size of your destiny. The bigger the mountain, the bigger your destiny. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 26-33. Numbers 13, verse 26-33. The spies that Moses sent to spy the land.
I want me to
came back and said, oh, the land is flowing with milk and honey. But there are giants there. Giant problems must always occupy the land flowing with milk and honey.
O gbodo ma fi gbagbogbo wa ni ile to nso fun ara ti fun yin.
It is interesting that they said something funny.
O je un to yani lenu to pari lerin ko won so nkan ti o pari lerin.
They said the land eats up the inhabitants thereof.
Won le le na ma gbe awon olugbe be mi.
If the land eats up the inhabitants, then where come the giants?
Si le ba gbe to nje awon olugbe ibe. Nibo la won omiran ti wa wa.
When your destiny is big, your mountain will be big.
Igba ti ayan mo go reba tobi isoro tabi oke to dojuko yo tobi.
The devil knew
esumo
that David was going to be the king of Israel.
Be David yo je oba lori Israel lapapo.
And so he brought a giant.
Tori na wa mu o miran ko wa.
And listen to what Goliath said.
Tati si oti Goliath wi.
Send me a man.
Emu okunrin kan ran si mi.
If he defeats me,
to ba lu mi bole.
The Philistines will serve Israel.
Awon ara Philistia yo ma sin iru labe Israeli.
If I defeat him,
ti ba lu bole.
Israel will become our slave.
Ben Israel yo di eru fun wa.
The devil wanted to take the destiny of David away from him.
Nise ni esu fe gba ayan mo David ku o lodo re lo.
And he presented a mountain.
O si gbe oke gagara kan si waju re.
In the form of Goliath.
Eyi ta ri gege bi Goliathi.
But the God that gave David victory.
Bo Olorun to fi isegun fun David.
He's here tonight.
O nbe nibi ni ale yi.
And he's going to give victory to somebody here.
O si fi isegun fun enikan nibi.
If you are the one, let me hear your amen. When you are about to fight, the first thing they do is they weigh you. They weigh you and weigh your opponent. If you are very light, they won't give you another light opponent.
Wa fun elelomiran to na je ofuye gege bi ti re.
If you are heavy,
to ba je en to ni kininu,
then they give you a heavy opponent.
O kimi mi to kininu to te won bi ti re wa pe ko loju.
When your mountain is big,
nigba ti oke re ba tobi,
it is likely that you are a heavyweight champion for God.
O sese ko je afese ku bi ojo alagbara fun Olorun.
How many heavyweight champions of God are here tonight? Let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
So now, how do we deal with mountains?
Bawo gan la se le doju ko oke.
There are several ways.
Ani oriru ru ona.
I'm going to talk about seven major ones.
How son him ona meje pataki.
And I'm talking to those who are intelligent, who will not ignore the mountain.
Amen. So, si awon won ni ti won ni opolo lori ti won gbo ti won o ni se aika oke si.
Because there are some people who will ignore the mountain.
Tori oko ni yo wo pe kilo ke se be ko ma ba ti e lo.
They will say there is no mountain.
Ma lo ke ko ti e si nbi kan.
They just pretend as if it's not there. But the mountain won't disappear because you ignore it.
Okay, omani po ora tori po sai kasi.
Seven ways.
Ona meje.
That you can deal with the mountain.
To le bi doju ko oke.
Number one.
Iye akoko.
Is to turn back.
Oni ko payida.
I say, well, the mountain is blocking my way.
Ah, okay, it's in di ona wo.
So I'm not going forward anymore.
In
Numbers 14, verse 1 to
4,
Numbers 14, verse 1 to
4,
the children of Israel said, let's go back to Egypt.
There
is a mountain blocking our way to the promised land. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. God says, if any turn back, his heart will have no pleasure in such a fellow. My prayer for you is that you will never turn back in Jesus' name. And in any case, there are some of us We have tried everything else before we came to Jesus Christ. So there's no way we can go again. This is our last bus stop. And you will never go back in Jesus' name. Number two, one could decide to walk around the mountain. But walking around the mountain is wasted effort. Because the mountains by nature, they may be small at the top, but they are very wide at the bottom. And in any case, what God said in Exodus 14, verse 15. Exodus 14, verse 15. When the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, what God said is, tell the children of Israel to move forward. Not go round in circles. Forward. And now I'm saying to all of you who are here tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, move forward. The third way you can deal with a mountain is to climb it. Now, climbing a mountain may require effort.
That
is far, far better than going around in circles. And it's far, far better than going back. In Numbers chapter 13, verse
30.
Numbers 13, verse
30.
Caleb said,
Caleb,
let us go up at once. Let's climb this mountain. And there is this special joy that you have when you get to the top of the mountain. You can imagine the joy of David. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 51.
1
Samuel 17, verse 51. When he stood on top of
Goliath,
you can imagine the joy in him. And the joy of reaching the top of your mountain. Reaching the top of the mountain before you. The Almighty God will give it to you tonight. Number four way of dealing with a mountain is to bore a hole through the mountain. But to dig a tunnel through the
mountain.
So you go from where you are to the other side of the mountain. Even though the mountain is still there, but you are on the other side. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 to 28, Exodus 14, 21 to
28,
when Moses lifted up his hand, God caused the east wind to blow all night and created a way in the Red Sea. The children of Israel passed through on dry land, and the sea came back together again. You bore a hole through the mountain, and then you go through. Now boring a hole through the mountain.
We why you? Ti abe oke lati la ko ja so di keji.
We require
yo noni
the assistance of the Holy Spirit.
Ani ati leyin ati iranlowo emi mimo.
Because when Moses lifted up his hand,
ani nigba Moses gbe owo re soke,
it was the east wind that blew and created a tunnel for the children of Israel to pass through. And I'm believing God that tonight, even as we pray, the wind of the Holy Spirit will blow in Jesus' name. The fifth way you can deal with a mountain is to dynamite it.
Oh, ni ka so ado loro ka fi fotutu ko fokadanu.
Blast it out of the way.
Ka fokadanu ko loju ona ni.
In Joshua chapter 6.
Inu Joshua ori kefa.
Verse 20.
Ese ogun.
Joshua chapter 6.
Joshua ori kefa ese ogun.
When the children of Israel came face to face with the wall of Jericho.
Bati amo Israel idoju ko odi Jericho.
The Lord asked them to shout.
Oluwa ni hoku.
When they shouted,
nigba ti won si ho,
the wall didn't just fall.
Ije pe odi na wo nikan.
It was reduced to rubble.
Ije lo wo bere.
God sent a dynamite from heaven.
Olorun ran ado oloro lati orun wa
and blasted the whole world down.
O si pa gbogbo oke na o wo bere kale.
I believe there might be one or two people here tonight.
O gbagbo pe enikan be ni meji nbe ni bi ni ale yi.
Ready to shout to God.
Ti won se ta ti ko o si Olorun ko keti.
So that their mountain can be blasted out of the way.
To ale po ke won foka ko loju ona won.
If you are one of the two.
To ba je kalara meji.
Let me see your feet.
Ke ri Olorun ese re ko de duro.
And let me hear you shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I decree in the mighty name of Jesus that every wall of Jericho in your life will crumble tonight in Jesus' name. The sixth way you can deal with a mountain is to relocate it. According to Mark 11, verse 22 to 23. Mark 11, verse 22 to 23. Jesus Christ told the disciples, have faith in God. If you have faith in God, you can say to this mountain, mountain, be thou removed. Mountain, relocate. Change your position. Get out of my way. And he shall obey you. All you need to relocate a mountain is faith in God and your saying so. Tonight, when it is time for prayer, I'm going to give you an opportunity to command your mountain to move out of the way. And in the name that's above every other name, they will obey you in Jesus' name. But then there is a seventh way of dealing with a mountain. And that is to fly over it. The mountain is there.
Okay, Benny Ben.
You don't want to turn back.
Oh, very bad.
You don't want to walk around it.
Oh, very mad, Jijika.
You don't want to struggle climbing.
Oh, be shake rakita la la pe ko ma pon goke.
You don't want to dig through it.
Be no fe wa ofin ja glodi keji re.
You don't want to blast it.
Oh, be fi ado loro fun ka.
Because you want to use it as a reference point.
Tori ko be ma fi show it toka si lojo la.
That was the mountain that was trying to block my way.
Okay, to be di ona mi ni owo ni gba ka na re.
You don't even want to waste time relocating
it. Oh,
but you want to fly
over.
That's the theme of our convention. We want to develop wings like eagles. We want to fly over every mountain. All it will take is to wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. Is anybody here tonight who is ready to fly over all mountains? Are you sure? Are you ready to wait upon the Lord? Yesterday, when I asked us to pray for 1 hour, some of you are not used to long prayer. Say, 1 hour? But you discover that 1 hour is not a long time. In fact, I can tell you I was seriously delighted. Because throughout the night, there were people here praying. Praying. All night long. I was delighted. How did you know there were people here praying? Because I was praying with them. I want to fly. Thank God I'm already flying. But I want to fly higher. How many of you want to fly tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But before you begin to even command mountains to move, there's a story in Acts chapter 19. From verse 13 to 17. Acts 19, verse 13 to 17. Some people saw the way God was using Paul. How he was moving mountains out of the life of people. So they saw a man who had a real mountain. They saw a man who was demon possessed. And they decided, let's move the mountain out of him. So they went to the man and said, hey, you devils, get out of this man. And the devil said, who are you? Who gave you the right to command me to move? I know
Jesus.
If he commands me, I will obey. I know
Paul.
He has a relationship with Jesus. If he asks me to move, I will obey. Who are you? If you have no relationship with Jesus Christ, if you have not surrendered your life to him, If his blood has not washed away your sins, and you begin to command mountains to move, mountain will laugh at you and say, who are you? By what authority are you commanding me to move? That's one point you must note. Second point. Even if you have a relationship with God, you're born again. You are washed in the blood. You have been forgiven. God is your supporter. And then you command the mountain to move. And the mountain answers and says,
okay, now that will we be.
In whose name are you asking me to move? And you say, in the name of Jesus, of course. And the mountain says,
okay, why we be.
It is Jesus who asked me to stand here.
Yes, you only want to do a video.
Because of your disobedience.
I got on re.
Ask Jonah.
Be relawa Jonah.
God sent him to go to the east.
Alonso go la si laoro.
He refused, he started running to the west. And God sent a storm to block his way. Everybody was praying. Everybody was rowing. And when they woke up Jonah, why are you sleeping when we are in trouble? He said, oh, what's the problem? They said there's a storm. Call your God so that the storm may stop. He said, no. I know why this storm is there. I'm the one responsible. You want the storm to end? You get rid of me. As soon as they threw him into the ocean, the storm ceased. You can't move a mountain that you are the one who caused it.
Oh, let's shoke. Nidi, nibat eko ono lo shokufa iwa uke inibe.
Many a times God uses the mountain to say to you, you are going astray. Come back to me. And then we'll take care of the mountain. Many of us are backsliders. And it's as a result of the backsliding that we got into trouble. The word of God is clear. When you are doing his will, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper.